From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. Though the energy bill is stalled on Capitol Hill, that hasn't slowed the Bush administration's efforts to boost domestic oil and gas development. Environmentalists breathed a sigh of relief when the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge in Alaska was spared. But the Bureau of Land Management plans to lease vast stretches of land to the oil industry just 120 miles away. From Anchorage, NPR's Elizabeth Arnold reports.
The National Petroleum Reserve Alaska, or NPRA, was set aside nearly a century ago as an oil reserve for the Navy, but it has yet to bring a single barrel of oil to market. The Bush administration hopes to change that soon. The 23-million-acre reserve is west of Alaska's Prudhoe Bay, and the BLM proposes to open more than a third of it to development. Peter Ditton is the BLM's associate state director.
We've estimated that throughout the northeast and northwest part of NPRA, there are about 9 billion barrels of recoverable oil.
To put that in perspective, the nation's largest field, Prudhoe Bay, has produced about 13 billion barrels of oil to date. Prudhoe Bay has been pumping for 23 years and is steadily slowing down. The state of Alaska, which is heavily reliant on royalty payments, is looking for the next big thing. But Larry Persley, former Deputy Commissioner of Revenue and analyst with Petroleum News, is doubtful there is a next big thing.
In 1988, Prudhoe was at its peak, 2 million barrels a day. It dropped below 1 million barrels a day a few years ago. The projection now is unless you get Anwar opened up, or you find a lot of oil in the National Petroleum Reserve Alaska, or a lot of oil offshore at the Beaufort Sea, we will probably never again be above 1 million barrels a day.
The BLM's plan envisions leasing just about everything in the reserve with oil and gas potential, and would ease restrictions on development as well. For example, it would allow gravel roads and airstrips if it's necessary to, quote, carry out exploration more economically. And it would allow drilling in rivers and streams if, quote, it's determined there is no feasible or prudent alternative. The plan is welcome news to industry, but environmentalists are concerned. Obviously, the name Petroleum Reserve implies there's going to be development, but Stan Senner, director of Alaska Audubon, says that doesn't mean lease every inch.
The NPRA is the nation's single largest block of public land, and there is enough room in that that block of public lands to have a balanced approach to oil and gas leasing and to protection of wildlife. And what we're seeing right now is unrestrained oil and gas leasing.
Audubon is most concerned about an area north of Teshpik Lake near the Arctic coastline, which was put off limits by Interior Secretaries as diverse as James Watt and Bruce Babbitt. It was considered too critical for wildlife. The BLM wants to put it back in play. Associate State Director Ditton says the geology supports it.
We know that there's about potentially 2 billion barrels of technically recoverable resources in the Teshapuk Lake area. We think that that's a significant volume of oil, significant energy resource that warrants going back and looking at.
The BLM is also required to revisit the off-limits decision because of new national rules put out by the administration under which BLM offices must document any impediments to leasing and production. Industry supporters in Alaska say leasing restrictions have been too rigid and environmentalists too successful in blocking development. But Petroleum News analyst Persley says the BLM can offer all the leases and incentives it wants, but that's no guarantee that industry will drill.
The environmentalists are the scapegoat in Alaska, but it's environmental issues, certainly. It's political issues, at least as far as Anwar go, and it's economic issues. Just because you have oil in the ground, just because you can drill on that spot, doesn't mean someone wants to write a check or a blank check to drill on that spot because they may have a better spot somewhere else to drill on with less cost, less risk, and a better chance of a profit.
To date, ConocoPhillips, British Petroleum, and some smaller independents have shown interest in areas closest to existing fields and facilities, but moving west within the reserve, exploration and production becomes more risky and expensive. While it's by no means another Prudhoe Bay, the petroleum reserve is considered by many to be the last best chance of large-scale oil production left in the country, and this administration clearly wants to be the one to bring it online. Elizabeth Arnold, NPR News, Anchorage.